From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now, our top story today is the aftermath of yesterday's catastrophic earthquake in Haiti. It was the worst to hit the country in 200 years. Scores of buildings in the capital city, Port-au-Prince, have collapsed, including schools, hospitals, the presidential palace, and the UN's mission headquarters. Earlier today, we talked with David Wimhurst, a spokesman for the UN peacekeeping mission there, and he described the scene in Port-au-Prince.
The situation just gets worse and worse. I mean, we don't yet have a complete estimate of how many people have lost their homes, let alone their lives. I mean, numbers still can't be fathomed, but they're vast, and the destruction is really extremely overwhelming.
Thousands are assumed to have been killed in the quake. Among the dead is the Archbishop of Port-au-Prince, Joseph Serge Millot. I spoke with Father Charles Robes, pastor of St. Clement Church in Fort Lauderdale. He grew up in Haiti, and he knew the archbishop, who worked to help the poor. Robes describes Mio's death as a huge loss for Haiti.
Oh, it's a big impact right now, because among the priests and the faithful, knowing that we are in the midst of a disaster, and the disaster will lose our father in faith. It's something more. And added to what we, to our loss.
The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says Haiti is now facing a major humanitarian emergency.